We're up to Siman Kufayin and Gimel Seif Beis. Just to recap what happened last week from the side of the Siman, beginning of the Siman. And as you're now allowed to have a dual structure, a dual pricing structure. You can't have a sell something for X today, and but I'll allow then credit at a higher price. A cash or credit type of setup is not permissible. Simple reason is that later payment, credit payment is considered ribbis because it's because of Amtanis Mois, it's only ribbis to Rabbanon, but nevertheless, it's also it's ribbis. I should actually add, it's also right place to hold in Pashas we pass, and even though it's ribbis to Rabbanon, is that even if the higher price is actually the real price, it means if the item really goes for 12, on most Paiskim, and it's rise from the Yukim and Beis Eisiv and others, a Rambam perhaps, a Ramban as well, that nevertheless, it's still going to be awesome. Even though the 12 is really the right price, and I'm charging the 12, the reason why I'm willing to accept 10 is, let's say I'm desperate for cash, I want payment right now, still it's going to be awesome, because if I have this dual structure, it's nick. If I was willing to sell to you 10 for today, so the reason why I'm charging the 12 out in a month, or whatever it is for the Amtanis Mois, so that is a ribbis payment. Now, we discussed last week 210 net 30. Most Paiskim hold it is a problem. There is one sheet, Imre Yesha, who suggested, actually Agoyin Imre Yesha, who suggested a heter, which we discussed last week. Just to clarify, people might have not understood, is I only said the heter as a limud schus. It was a limud schus. Even they only said it as a limud schus. It doesn't mean it's a lakatchila. And that heter was that since in some industries, last week we realized that doesn't go in many industries, but at least in some industries it might be that everyone opts to take the net 30 payment. It's rare that someone will opt to take the 210 to pay up front. If that's the case, that everyone opts to pay the net 30 payment, then it's as if that is the price, and that's how the mechira is done for the 30. And therefore, if you're paying me early, it's like a zuli oizugabez, I'm willing to be meichel to get quick money, but the etzem, the mechira is for 30, and which we're going to see in the next clip, that you can do such a thing. You can make a mechira for 30, and then the next minute, just say, okay, I'll pay you up front, and I'll pay you a lower price. So he said, since it's the shteg is everyone opts for the net 30 price, so the 210 is not a problem. But in the industries that we discussed last week, a lot of people said it's not applicable in their industry, that yesh for yesh, some people do the 210, some people pay up front, whatever it is. If it's not everyone, I mean like Rubu Kukula who do the net 30, then yes, you can have it's a ribbis, and even this sheet, the Imre Yesh's limitskos doesn't apply. It means he left with nobody. And therefore, I know it's not for, obviously it should be avoided. People should take care not to have the structure himself, and if he's offered such a payment, if you can get away not agreeing to such a payment plan, great. If you can, then you must pay the 210.
You have to worry about corporation, or we come on to affect corporations with no problem. Ribbis, I mean,
corporation, no problem with ribbis. First of all, corporation is a problem with ribbis. According to Rav Moshe, corporation, no problem with ribbis, and that is if it's mitzad the loiva. So if you're the corporation who's buying it, and you have no personal liability, so then you have Rav Moshe holds its mutter. Right place can argue with Rav Moshe.
What percentage of the corporation are permitted?
Well, you're doing the buying or you're doing the selling? What are you doing?
Buying.
So you're doing the buying, you know who you are. You're the loiva.
I don't have to worry about if they're going.
Oh, if they're going, you have no reason to rib it. 100%. I'm talking about if they're Yidden, right. If they're going, you have no problem.
Do I have to find out?
If you have no reason to suspect or believe that the corporation is comprised of either controlling shareholders or influential shareholders, then you're fine. You don't have to go further. If you could know or if you have the suspicion about it, that you think that might be a Yiddish influential shareholder, then you might have a problem because the Bleib Dushot for Yisrael. Really, the whole union of corporations is a separate shmur. But here what you have to realize is that 210 at 30, Lucher is a problem. If you would like to implement such a pay schedule of 210 at 30, some of the places can suggest the way to do it is a pihata iska. You have to write that on the invoice. Masham points out sometimes the invoice in his days said tumfaket, the achayis is ala akoina. You have to write bedafka, the achayis is not ala akoina. The one who's buying it from you has no achayis. He's taking it as a pihata iska. He's like an investment, a partnership. And if he would unfortunately buy this piece and lose the money or whatever it is, and a kanami, you're not going to get paid, you're not going to get your karen either. If he opts to make a shvuah or brings adam and bezin, that the item that he purchased from you got lost or got damaged or whatever it is. If you're willing to go into such a deal, hatisk, and you're willing to use hatisk, then that might be an option here. Other than that, the place can have no asa, so for 2:10-30. And I know it's not for us. You have to figure out what to do. You can ask your local Orthodox rabbi.
Why is it better to pay the 2:10?
Sorry?
Why is it better to pay the 2:10?
No, because 2:10 means you never exercise the ribbis problem. The problem is that 2:10 establishes the real price. That's the 2% deduction, the discount. And going out, the net 30 is the schar hamtanas moed. But if I never went out, if I never took the halva, the 2:10 is the price. What's the problem? The problem is that the 2:10 says that really it costs only $98, and if I pay $100 at the end of the month, that extra $2 is ribbons. But I only pay the $98, I never bet any ribbons. I'd be fine.
So again, if I bought from a Yiddish company...
If you bought from a Yiddish company, 2:10 net 30, then you should pay the 2:10. Yeah, you should really convince them not to have that 2:10 net 30 schedule and let them speak to their rabbi. Then you shouldn't be buying from them. I don't have a head.
You pay
$2.30. Sorry? Pay $2.30. You pay $2.30. Yeah, I don't know if that's how it looks.
There's no problem. Dealing with a regular law, the fact that you are not intending to pay the reason doesn't mean there's a right to enter into an agreement.
Correct, 100%. 100%. That's clear that there's an Issa Ribbis, Mishas Tzima. That means the fact that you sign a contract, you sign an agreement to have a Ribbis structure, that itself is a problem. The reason why here might be better is for a few reasons. First of all, it's only ribbis to Rabbanon. Second of all, okay, this is already a chakira, is that if the means normally the issa, and this is a chakira which I don't have a right to, but normally is when I take money from you and I make up that I'm going to give you ribbis at a later date, even that itself, the making up the agreement is the ribbis. But the halva already kicked in, means the agreement is kicking off a halva with ribbis. Over here, the Havosha Yeshbe Ribbis didn't start yet. It only started from day 11. So I made up that in the event I borrow money from you, day 11, I'll pay you Ribbis. Right? Because the Havosha that I took now, right now, there's no Ribbis for the first 10 days. The same kaki we have with credit card companies. Let's say you have a credit card company that you do them that are influentially Yiddish owned, whatever. There are a number of them. But... So that you have the same kaki. If you know that you're always going to pay on time, I don't know how you could always know that, but let's say you know you can always pay on time, what you over nissa by making the purchase, by going into the agreement with the credit card company. I'm not convinced it's because Vivite, you didn't pay past day 30, you never started a halvah sheyesh beribis. Halvah that you took was halvah sheyesh beribis. You could say, fuck it, it's halvah sheyesh beribis, but the ribis starts kicking on later on. I don't have a clear right for that. We went through this. All the paiskim know that 2:10-30. If you're kavei right now, even if the market value is the 12, is the net 30 price, right? Paiskim hold that there's still an issa of 2:10-30. It's still an issa of being mefarished a dual pricing. We don't have any issa, and I'm willing to bet, and I'm willing to bet. And the paiskim already discussed this. Rabbi is more that. That the only reason why the net 30 price is because everyone knows that the guy's going to pay 30 days, so you already built in this sort of ribbis payment, and that became the standard price, the net 30 price, because he knows people that's the standard that they pay late. But it's clearly for the Amtanas Mois, it's for the 2:10-30 type of setup is 2:10 now, I'm willing to give a discount now for the cash, but later on it'll be net 30 because of Amtana. Alright, let's move on. This was just a sikkum of last week. Let's move on to Sif Beis. There's a lot to cover tonight. Sif Beis, which we were maramis to Sibet and Sibkema, how you like Paris? If you have Paris, Shem Yitzel Lamachem Bashok, Velikak Demeim Meyad, Mekrim Biyod, if there's such a thing that when a seller is desperate, he sells it off for this discount, for the discount the price to only take 10, Vimtova Oysam HaLakek, but if the Lakek initiates the deal, he approaches the seller, Luk Noysam V'yitin Amois Meyad, Yik Noysam V'yidbeis, means it's not something which is 100% kavu in price. If the moiker initiates the sale, he has to give it at a bargain price, and if the lokeach initiates the sale, the buyer says he's more desperate, he has to pay the full price, then harezem moto, towards the kishak, then it's harezem moto, lumakrim loy lizman b'yidveis, then I could charge you the 12 out in time. Why? The kishak is me'akashem shavam akshav yidveis, because even now that the emet worth yidveis, you can't get them kol abalot noisam. Anyone who would want to buy them from me would have to pay 12 already. Novas, Elav is a, yeah, Avada is a Sham Moicha Beshuk Bepokas, as we look at the Gomaitim of Nature Turk Lamait. Avada, there is a select number of sellers who are desperate to raise capital, they'll sell it cheap for 10. But the Etzem, we see that whenever a buyer would initiate this deal, he would already pay 12 today. So therefore, I'm allowed to charge you 12 going out in time. I'm not the person who's desperate for cash. I'm not even asking to pay me for another 30 days. So I'm not going out and I'm not the one who's desperate. And I could play the other type of pricing, your pricing, that when you want the chepitz, you have to pay 12. So even though I charge you 12 in a month's time, it's not a problem. Now we're talking about when it's not mefarish 10 and 12. We're just talking about, we had a problem before that even when you're not mefarish, there's a concept if it's a shah yadua, that's 10. Even if I don't mention, I just say, by the way, we're going out for 12, you already have the problem. Here, Dr. Makaber, this is not the problem. This is not considered a shah yadua fakir. The shah already is considered 12 today, because buyers would already pay 12 today, even if cash, even if they have the cash and carry, they'll pay the 12. Now, rather, there have to be a select bunch of sellers who, when they're desperate, they give you a discount. That's not a problem.
Selling it for 12 now,
then
you can sell it for 12 in 30 days.
Ah, so that, we had our luck in Sif Aleph, that if you don't mention the dual pricing, you're fine, provided that there's no shah yadua. If everyone knows that the real price of this item is 10, and I go over to you and I don't mention it, I say, I'm willing to sell to you only for 12 out 30 days, it's still a problem. Because it's all, everyone knows it's really worth 10. The Mechaber is telling you, but what happens if you have, when the sellers are desperate, they want cash now, they talk a seller for 10 now, and that's yadua. But at the same time, it's yidua that when the buyers want the chepitz, they already pay 12 now. So Zot Makaba, that's not considered a problem of dual pricing. It's not considered like Yotza Shar for 10, because the buyers are willing to pay 12 now. I'm glad if the seller initiates the deal, and even here the seller initiates the deal, most sellers would only ask for 10, that's to raise cash. I'm not interested in raising cash, Veraya. I'm extending 30 days. I'm not going to give you that discount. The sellers will give the discounts because they give you a discount because they want cash. I'm not one of those sellers. I have a right to charge you 12. I could charge you 12, and the minigas to charge 12 for today, so I could charge you 12, going out 30 days.
If the guy, if you do a shah, it's 12.
If you do the shah, it's 10.
Yeah, I mean, it's 10. And he says, I'll give it to you for 12 up to 30 days, but he's going to charge him 12 today. Is there a shit mutter?
He can charge 12 today, but he can't only say 12 in 30 days, because today's price is really 10.
Today is 10.
I didn't have to say that. All I had to say is 12 in 30 days in Hifasa, because everyone knows 10 is today.
That means in Sif Aleph, if he tells him it's 12, 30 days today, whatever, then you're fine.
If you say that, well, I mean, it's funny, because you're not... There's no such thing 12 today and 12 in 30 days. It means you're asking...
It's 12, 30.
So then you're not giving him time to pay in 30 days. And if you do give him the time to pay in 30 days, then you're not telling him he has to pay you now 12.
But I don't take derivatives, so I'm telling you it's 12 today.
No, but if you sell 12 today, it means that your money, your mechayvim, he has to pay you today. Are you being mechayvim to pay you today or not? You can't have both. Is he mechayvim to pay him today or mechayvim to pay him in 30 days?
I can't be a nice guy and tell the person, I'm charging you 12.
For when?
I'm giving you 30 days to pay.
So that's where it's also.
Nice, but you have to pay me today too.
Right, and that's today. Correct. And that's where it's also. That's the follow. That's where it's also. Because since it's Yotza Shah that it's worth 10 today, the reason why you're charging more is because you're allowing a delayed payment. I'm not saying he's going to exercise that delayed payment, but you're allowing for the delayed payment. That is the ribbit. I'm charging you $2 to have money for 30 days. If you want to pay, if I lend you money, and I say, here's $100, you have to pay me $110 in a month's time. Even if you pay me in a minute from now, you got to pay me $110. This is the ribbit, the deal for Havah. That is ribbit. So this is the Havah. The Havah is the fact that you owe me money for the Mekah. That is the Havah. So therefore,
if you paid me now, if I tell him $12 now, he wouldn't be
right. If you would only sell it for $12 now, if I say, here's the chepitz, and it costs 12, and you got to pay me today, then there's no hamtana. If there's no hamtana, then there's no ribbit. Now, Agav, if you look at the end of Sifkot and Vav and Nishak, he brings down a Zaytuk and Makloikis. Obviously, he feels it's Nagei here. It's not so Nagei here, but anyway, he says, B'mishu v'l'chaveroi moiv. So the Makloik is in Chachmi Ador. If someone lends someone else money, Amanas, don't pay me any ribbit. But this is the only thing I ask you. I had to show every time. Amanas, yiktum imenes chori yidu abiyes mishavyo. That you're going to give me a good price when I sell you stuff. Is that ribbit to avik ribbit? I had a shayla recently. It was a retailer who needed money, and a supplier was willing to lend him the money. And the retailer said, if you lend me the money, in the future when I buy from you goods, it was diamonds actually, in the future when I buy from you diamonds, I'll give you a better price. So that's going to be the shayla. That means later on you're not giving anything extra more than the $100,000 that he lent you. You're borrowing $100,000, you're paying back $100,000. But what you are doing is that A mole, he used to sell you diamonds, akhreis, a certain amount off list price, whatever the cheshbonos are. And now he's going to give you less of a discount. It means he's charging you more for the diamond. You made up to give him a better... that's only if it's... Right. But here, if I make up b'shas tahavah, even if I pay you the ribis mucheres, it's ribis deraita. It's ribis ksuta. So here the shaila is this pashat ribis ksuta because I'm giving you something more? Or do we say, and that's how right price can hold, but mabit cholak alayim, the mabit says no. He had a svara that that just like over here, you see ribis nachmas mecca, because not a deraita, you have to know. Tisusha. But just like over here, you see, Ribbis Nakas Nakas is not the right. So why? Because we touch up the 12 is really for the item. So even though everyone else really supposed to pay 10 for the item, good. So you're battling, you're paying 12 for the item. It's only Nirek Ribbis or Kazawa goes on it, but the etim, I was Kazaya that the 12 is a full payment for the item. It's a purchase price. So too over there, when you're going to buy diamonds at a higher price later on, you got diamonds in return. You paid me, you overpaid me for the diamonds, but you bought the diamonds for this inflated price. You pay me the diamonds for the regular price and then tag on a tip. You paid me the diamonds at this inflated price. So that was for the diamonds. For what you gave me, I gave you in return diamonds. So at no point do you see this extra, this agonata. You didn't see anything extra because $100,000, I gave you $100,000. And the diamonds was for this price. I gave you diamonds, you gave me the money, so it was equal. So therefore he says that that's not Ribbis Kuta.
Is it in the shower or is it level? He won't kill you. You know, I see you need to sell it. I'm not going to kill you on it. I'll pay you whatever it usually goes for.
Even that itself is a problem.
No, I'll pay you shower. I'm not going to thank you and squeeze you. Like,
but if normally I squeeze you and it's only because of the halvah, that's why I'm making up that I'm going to buy diamonds at a higher price, so then you can have the same problem. That means I made up in the halvah. Sorry?
Because it could be that the leiva is going to pay more later, usually checks amount of price. They now going to pay regular normal price.
That's what he was saying. But I think if he would do it stamazai, no. But now he's making up. This is the deal. I'll lend you the money, I'm going to ask you to do this shtickl. That's Machmas Alva.
It's not ribbons, because in this particular deal where the ribbons is coming this making. The ribbons is not coming from this deal, it's coming from...
100%. 100%. That's why the Mabit is the shtickle problematic. To say it like we once said last year, to tie up why ribbons Machmas Mecca is not the rice, is the Kavistas that says the rice is if I give you one item and you give me back the same item. I lend you apples and you pay me back apples. I lend you oranges, pay me back oranges. I lend you money, pay me back money. I lend you money, you pay me back oranges. I lend you oranges, you pay me back money. That's the Kavistas, not the rice, because you don't see the same payment. See, in our case, I gave you a chayv, you're giving me money. In his case, I give you money and getting back money. And on top of that, you're giving me something extra. The lechayv is the ribbis deraisa. All right, you have to know, and there's a chubis rajba, which lechayv is not like the mabit. The rajba says, if I lend you money, amanat, that when you rent to me your house, you're going to give me a discounted price. The rajba says that's ribbis ksutza. So even though I'm doing the schiris, you didn't pay, I gave you the $100, you gave back the $100, but Grada normally charges everyone $1,500 rent, so me going to charge $1,400 rent because I lent you the money, that the Rashba says, Ribbis Ksuta, if not for a different problem, in another Kakois, he tries to get out of it other ways, which not all the cases work, but at least for Yisoid, you see the Rashba held, that was the Raisa. There's other Mabit, which seems to say a different case, also not so partial, but the chalkboard is here, I figured I'd mention it. Let's move on to Sif Gimel. Another spin which we discussed before. If someone sells something for 12, amanas lefaroi la'achaz man, so he did everything fine, there was no shar, it's 12 for 30 days. A minute after he consumed, you know, the deal is completed, yako leimaloi, he can counter back, he said, tifli miyad, if you pay me right away, balakak memkoi la'asara. That you could do. You just can't have the dual structure right away, but I can tell you, I'm selling it for you to 12, and I don't mention any deal now. And you go ahead and you buy it, and then you owe me 12. And then a minute later, now you're going to go ahead and buy back, so to speak, for 10, and call it a day for 10. That's permissible. If the shahr is 10, then even before the second step of this equation could be a problem, because I'm now living merciless curve your base if the shahr is 10. But when there's no shahr yidua, I just sell it to 12, so that first step is mutter, like we had in Sif Aleph. And now I'm going to count it back and say, okay, I'm willing to take it for 10 right now. If you pay me 10, we'll call it a day. So what's the, why is it, well, what's the chiddush? Actually, I have two chiddushim here. First chiddush is, which we discussed last week, I think it was one Yisrael last week, is that we don't say that, if you see that a minute later he went ahead and he was willing to take 10 now, what's going to happen if the buyer says, no, I can't afford it, I want to wait the month and pay you the 12. So that, you would think that this blives like Sifalim. Because now it's a Gilul and Mafreya that there's a dual structuring here. So it should be also a Kamash Mulan Mitzmuta, because the Mechira was a Mechira, 12. And later on, I gave you an option to buy it back. You declined, no problems. You're paying me 12, because that was the deal initially, and the initial deal was done Tam, and that's fine. That's one Chiddush that's brought out here. Now that Chiddush is, if you decline and you want to pay back, you want to pay the 12 out in 30 days. But really, there's even perhaps a bigger chiddush here. And that is, what happens if you take me up on the offer and you say, fine, no problem, here's the 10 for now. L'chayra, this should be rivet, the other way around. You owe me $12, not today. You owe me $12 payable in 30 days. You're paying me $10 today. That means you're giving me a cash advance today, because you really don't have to give me anything till 30 days. And you're giving me less. You're giving me 10, which is going to accrue, so to speak, that in a month's time will be worth 12, and that's why I'm letting you off the hook for 10 today. So, l'chayra, this should be also the rivet the other way around. The buyer, if he opts to take the deal as 10, should be a proud... One second, that's the next step. That is the chiddush, yeah. So what he's doing is he's giving a lower amount to accrue, to max out, to finally balloon at 12 in a month's time, so that's how he'll pay off his chayv. So l'chayv, there should be ribbis that way around. Kamash malam, that this is mutter, which really is the next sif, be'arichis, which is called merchish ta'chayv, and that is, I'm allowed to do that. You owe me 12, I could sell you the shtar short. I could sell you, right now, I'm willing to sell you this shtar that you owe me 12 for 10. I could sell it to you, I could sell it to someone else for 10, which really you're going to see more in the next if. I would really wait to next if. But that's a major chiddush here. What you see here is that this is not considered rivets of Akdamas Mois. If let's say we had a case of I'm buying something, let's say I'm buying a piece of furniture and the furniture is not around, and I'm giving you, and the furniture really costs $2,000 in 8 weeks' time. And you tell me, well, if I give you money right now, if you give you $1,800 right now, that's fine, and I'll deliver you the couch in 2 months. That's going to be rivet. That's Hakdam Mismoyz. I'm giving you something up front, and which is less than what I should be giving. I should really be giving you $2,000, but because I'm giving you $1,800 up front, that type of Hakdam Mismoyz, to sell me something cheaper because I gave you the money in advance, let's say by builders, this type of thing is an issue of Hakdam Mismoyz. Now that I tell you, at a later date, and because I'm giving you money up front now, you're giving me a price, a discounted price later on, that's Hakdam Mismoyz. Okay, there are variables. If you get the goods now and you make the kinyan now, that's ours. I mean, the Hakdam Mismoyz is when you're giving the money in advance before the kinyan. That's more like, you know, when you purchase something which has to be custom made, orders, or let's say you purchase furniture or storm trunks, kitchens, or whatever it is. You have this type of a shayla.
So
the ribbit
here is because of the dual pricing,
Faket? No, Faket. The ribbit is, that's the chiddush. The chiddush is that if you owe me 12, and I call it a day by taking only 10, you would think, that was a havamina, you would think that this is a form of ribbis of Hakdam Mismoyz. Kamash Mulan, it's not. But you, and that, because of that, you owe me 12. Forget why you owe me 12. I could do it, I lent you $12, payable in 30 days, and now you come over to me and say, you know, here's $10, let's call it a day. I'll sell it to you at 80 cents on the dollar to call it a day.
If you lend me $100 and I say, I'm paying you 80, and you say, fine.
So that l'chayra should be a problem, which is what this halacha is mechadesh. Because if really you owe it to me in 30 days, and the reason why I'm calling it at a discount, the reason why I'm calling it a day, is because you're giving me the money in advance of when you owe it to me, so that l'chayra should be like Hakdam Mismoyz. Hakdam Mismoyz on a mekach. Really you owe it to me in 30 days, and you're giving me 10 now to be, make 12 later on.
But on a mekach, because you're getting an item later.
So here too, you're getting $12 worth of debt later on, because you don't owe it to me till 30 days. So the debt that you owe, the $12 debt, you're going to get in 30 days by giving me $10 now. Okay, let's wait for the next.
10 at 30, which I pay early, is that
going to be? Well, it's mutter. This is mutter. Kamash Malan is mutter.
Why is this?
This is mutter. And the reason why it's mutter is because Hagdamah's mois is when you didn't take possession of the item. But if you took possession of the item, so you just owe a chayv. You're allowed to buy back a chayv at a discount. So if 210 net 30, if the net 30 would be, let's say, like the real price, let's say the immigration case, that the net 30 would be the real price, so then you could even opt for the 210 for the same lumber. Even though you owe it to me in 30 days, but you're going to buy it at a discount now.
No,
our whole case was that you took possession now. If you didn't take possession now, then the attack comes twice as often.
Regular buying $3 in $3, but let's say middle of boy, I got less than the time. In the back now, I want to get 20.
That's the same chiddush. That's the same chiddush. You're buying back a chayv at a discounted price. That's the same chiddush. The chayv, that should be a problem of a domus moy. To mash malon, it's not.
Even a regular case.
A regular case, I lend you $100 and you pay me $80 place money. That's going to be fine, which we'll see in the Yet Hashem in the next step. All right, let's go. Sorry? It doesn't make a difference, it's irrelevant. As long as the deer was finished. You bought a 12, it's Acha Kadei Dibro, now you go back to him and say, okay, now let's restructure the deal, let's have an option for 10. We'll negotiate further, that's fine. The doctor, Dr. Ramar, Shekran Nigma HaMekach B'Yedbeis. This is provided that the deal was done. The Zokaboy Alakei Akran, he did a real mice, Kinin, he was ready, Zoychinit, so the deal is complete, finished. Avokoydin Shedingma HaMekach, but if the deal was not completed, means even though I only discussed with you the pricing of 12 after 30 days, but if before you make the mice Kinin, we add to the deal, Amamaloy Tifrili Akshav Yod, then it's going to be Shavosol Likach Lakas Man Yedbeis. Because that's by the dual pricing. The only reason why this is mutter in the Machaba is because the deal was finished. And now you're adding on, tagging along, nothing to do with the deal, Batsim. The deal was finished for 12. Now you're just buying back your debt short. You're buying back this debt of 12 for 10 short. That's fine. But if it's any way related to the deal of a dual pricing, then you're going to have a problem. If you want to pay your base later on, that's going to be, I'm done, it's mine. That's the river.
Can't we take it off the table, the 10 now? Once you put it on the table, you can take it off?
No, we mentioned last week that that's a Chavis Das, that's something else. The Chavis Das comes up with a Chiddush Tikkun Svar. He says, Efsha, in the Chiddushim of the Chavis Das, he just brings down the halacha straight, is that when a guy messed up, he said the dual structure, let's say, or whatever it is. Actually, his case was, the guy, let's say, said 10 now, and the Lokek says, sorry, I'm strapped for cash, could you give me credit, I'm willing, other terms of the deal, whatever it is. And the guy says, okay, I'll give you 12 later on, which is obviously a problem. So if the Chavis Das, there, after the seller could say, you know what, forget it. This deal is off. 10 is not on the table anymore. Even if you'd want to pay me 10 now, I'm not telling you for 10 now. I've karato. But if you'd like to buy in 30 days, I'll give it to you for 12. There the Chavis Das says, that would be mutter because I scratched that deal, and now I'm only selling to you for 12 later on, provided, of course, there's no shy you do. Otherwise, right, you didn't get anything. But he was only for dealing that's not kumafarish, because I scratched the deal. I pulled that deal, and now I'm giving you a new deal. That's the Chavis Das said, it's permissible. In our case, we're talking about Koidim the Mechira, he's not scratchy. If he would pull the deal off the table and command it. But we're talking about, I told you 12 later on, and now I'm mentioning, but if you'd like, you can pay me now 10. And the guy says, no, I'd rather pay it 12 later on. That's it, it's finished. It's over.
Why
did
I
write
the Mechira before?
What's the more adding the Mechab in Tzavalis?
Yeah.
No, I don't think he's adding much. I think he's just qualifying Sif Gimel that you should know, you know, don't run with this. It's not, don't think that Sif Gimel meant, as long as he started the right way and you already accepted the terms, then you're allowed to restructure. No. The word of this Mechab is that it's only after the deal was consummated, after the deal was finished, and you already owe me the 12, then you could buy back the Choyv at a discount. But Kozman, the deal wasn't finished. I mean, Lamaisi, you didn't take possession of the item, even though you agreed to the high price and now you're taking a discount, that's not permissible. That means, and therefore, blives like Tzaval, he's being moist in a way, and says that this too blives like Tzaval. Tzaval, you could say, only means when I start off both a dual structure. Here is, I start off only your base and you're masking to your base. And right before you made the Maisikin, you're masking for 10. That already is no good, Dr. Ramo. It's only good after the deal was completed.
But what is he, why does he say,
he's touching up. Why?
If he wants to give.
He's just thinking, Matthias, if he wants to give now, he'll give 10. That's not a problem.
But it's still a problem because you made a deal when it was risen.
Again, if you're willing to pay the 10, so you would never took on the Amtanas Mois, you never opted for the Amtanas Mois.
You made a deal to take on.
No, I didn't. I didn't. I gave you a dual pricing, and you opted for paying right now. So there was never a havah at all. It's different, by the way, than what we discussed before, with 210 at 30, because over there, either way, there's a havah. It's whether it's for 10 days or for 30 days. Here, you're opting not to take any offer. You're opting to go with the deal right now at 10. So that's going to be fine.
So 2-0 is good.
2-0 net 30, and the guy opts for the 2-0. Right, that's not the problem.
He opts for the 10. He says, okay, here's $5. I'm going to go to the house and get the rest, right? And then, you know, change your mind. I'll pay you
But he already made a kinyan on it?
I'll pay you right now.
If he already made a kinyan, that could be even Ribbis Daraisa. Why? Because right now I purchased the item for 10. I made it my ticket. Let's say I did a mashiko, akbar, whatever it is. And then I tell you, you know what? Do me a favor. I know I owe you 10 in a month. Do me a favor. Extend the time of the payment. Instead of being 10 days, for 30 days. And because of that extension, I'll give you...
And then said, okay, you know what? Pay me right now. And he says, okay, I'll pay you right now.
Right. And then he wants to go back to the 12? That's okay, it's fine. Because if he never made this Mechivish Darish Shaboy, so he opted, he initially thought he was going to go through with the discount, and then he said, he declined, he said, no, let's go back to the way it was. As long as it wasn't this Mechivish Darish, it wasn't a Mechivla yet, then it's fine. Because the 12 later on was fine. That wasn't the problem. No, because the Mechivla is done for 12. You can't resurrect the Mechivla. That's done. Now you owe me, it's like you would owe me $12. What happens if you owe me $12 and I offer you, you know, if you give me 10 today, I'll take 10 instead of 12 after 30 days. And then you're considering, you say, you know, it's a good idea, maybe I'll take you up on it.
Maybe, he says, yes.
Okay, I'll take you up on it.
He says, here's one.
But you didn't give anything, I'll take you up on it, and then you change, like, no, you know, forget it, let's go back to the 12 after 30 days.
Let's take his one.
So what's the one? But it wasn't. If I made a kinyan in the Mechir Shtar, it's in the back. And you're going to have a rib of the right, and then you have a koi for 10, and now you're making extended payment for 12, so you can have a problem. Right, right. All right, that's Gimel. Let's do Dal, which is real Mechir Shtaris. I'm going to, Dal is long and is a lot here. Let's see if we can cap a rhyme. Mi sheyesh lo shtar choyv al chaveret. That's the case we keep on discussing now. If I have a choyv, a shtar choyv on you, I move al pe, even if it's not a move of b'shar, it's only move al pe. Mutal l'mochem la'ache b'pachos. I'm allowed to sell it to someone else at a discounted price. Reuven owes me $100. I'm desperate. I need the cash right now. He only owes it to me in a year's time. I'm allowed to go to Shimon and sell it like a zero coupon. I'm allowed to go to Shimon and sell it to you at 75 cents on the dollar. He owes me $100. I'll sell it to you for $75. I get my $75. I'm out of here. It's fine. What would be the problem? The problem, Lechari, is he gave me $75. In a year's time, he's getting machmasi $100 from the loiva, but through me, via my choy that I have on the loiva, he's getting $100. So you would think it's as if he lent me, the seller, the $75. It means the purchase is really a hava to me. And since he's going to collect $100 later on in a year's time, it's as if that's when he's getting ribbis payment from me. Kamashmalan, no, Kamashmalan, it was a mekach done. I am selling to you a shtar choyv. I'm selling to you a choyv. This chayv, I'm telling you, at a discount, and I'm out of here. Now it's between you and the loiva. I have nothing to do with this chayv anymore. That's fine. And that's the mechab is going to explain. So I feel like yiras man aparayin, even though it's loy yiras man aparayin, means it's first owed $100 at a later date, it's still permissible, vein by mishum revis. Ubavad provided, sheyehei achrayis hashtar, va'amuvo, say the shtar chayv, or the muvah alpeh, ala lokeach. The achrayis, if something goes sour, is on the buyer, the one who I passed along the choyv to. I'm out of here. Keep going. Im ye'oni ha'loiva, she'lo ye'eloi mimal l'freya. If for some reason the loiva cannot pay, it's bad debt, he cannot come back to me, the moicha, and come crying, well, look what you sold me, some of this debt, I never wanted such a debt, he didn't end up paying, now you pay me the money, that would be a problem. If I take on a chayit, that in the event the loiva can't come through the payment, I'll take on the payment, that's going to be a problem. Sorry? He's supposed to be buying the risk. If he didn't buy that risk, that's going to be a problem. I'll explain why, but let's give the case. That's going to be a problem. And what's the problem? What's the problem? Sifkot and Gimel. Avavachi achayis, why do mlav kain? If the machayis is still on the seller, ein kam mechal avar. Then talk, we view it that there's no mechira done. You could have called it a mechira. I'm selling you this bond, I'm selling you this note. That's not what you're really doing. What you're doing is you need capital right now, and you're asking your friend to give you the capital in advance, and with that, you're giving them the ability to be able to collect the chayiv, which is more money, out in a year's time. That's going to be ribbit, because if he doesn't collect it from him, he's coming back to me. So therefore, if I still have, not only that, if I have the chayiv even just on the $75 that he gave me, even if I only makabel that, it's going to be ribbit. Not only if I makabel the full $100, means kilak, I'm a hurry for the loiver. If the loiver doesn't pay, I'll pay you. But even if I makabel just the $75 that you gave me, so that is also wrong, because that shows that the deal wasn't a real deal. The mekach is not final. The mechiras hashtar that I did is not final, because for some reason, if you can't use it, you're coming back to me, it's in my faith, and I have to return you your money. So then it shows you that all along, even if the deal does go through, even if he ends up paying, the deal wasn't a deal. It's just you lent me money, and you're collecting a larger amount at the end of the year, and that's going to be a payment of ribbit. If it doesn't take a right, then it's mamash mechira. I sold you something. From now on in, it's between you and the loiva. I have nothing to do about it. And if and because that is the lomdis, the Rishonim saying, the Shach points out in Sivkot and Ches, that you need a real ma'asek inin. Being in shamavi yisalek min achoyiv, you have to get at, be totally removed from this. V'yizke by akoina, if it's a milvah peh b'mayim et shloshten, because the only way you could be koina milvah peh, then yesh lo shtar alav, then you could do ksiva mesir. Yim tzareno lo koina v'yizke lo ikni lo cha'il v'chol shibudai. You have to do a proper kinin. V'yivat, you don't do a proper kinin, then we're back to the drawing board. Then I'm still involved. If I'm still involved, then you have a ribbis issue on the end, because this deal is really not a mekach. It's only you advanced me money, so that's a halva, and I'm allowing you to collect from my labor who owes me money a larger amount. That's going to be a ribbis payment. It's only mutter if you actually do a proper ma'asekin. Start handling, maybe you don't need mamish or proper ma'asekin, but Udu Yishayim, I think that's the halacha, hold that you need a mamish or ma'asekin. If something is not transactable, you can't do a ma'asekin. Let's say, for example, you have money in a bank account. It's questionable what type of kinyan you could do, because we don't have a din maimat shloshen with a guy, and ksiva mesir pashtis doesn't work, because it's not considered a shtar chayiv. There's no bank, even the bank monthly statement is not considered a shtar chayiv. They could pay you up on it, they could tie a parati on it. Pashtis is not considered a shtar chayiv, it's just an accounting statement. So once you have that, it might not be transferable. If it's not transferable, then you're going to be up the creek. You can't sell this, you won't have an eta out. Then the Shach mentioned that if you talk about a chayiv and a goy, you might have a fashid and a complicated eta I'd rather not go into. But normal, when you're talking about a yid, you have to do a proper kinyan, and the kinyan is ksiva mesira. If it's a move of bishtar, if it's a move of alpeh, you have to do maimit shloshtan. Barring a kinyan, you can have a problem on your hand. Now, however, Dr. Mechava, some achrayis you're allowed to take. Aval achrayis shebo machmas hamoicha, if you take on achrayis, that's the seller's fault, to goin, shenim to perua. I sold you a fake shtar. It means I was already prepaid, and I tricked you, and I'm a kabbal achrayis, and in the event this is a joke, and in the event this is really a bad note, then you can come back to me. That's a mekach toif. That's fine. Or even mukdim. So let's say I owe somebody else money. Now it's mashabit my matalkin l'nagav kaka. So he has a right to collect from my assets, including the shtarit. And then after I borrowed money from somebody else, I sold you the shtar. And I don't have any money to pay up my balkoif. So he's going to come to you to collect the chayt he has on me. So since you're losing this debt, you're losing this note because of me, because of the chayv I owe to someone else, I'm allowed to be mekabel achrayis. Just like Dr. Rashba, if I sell you a piece of land, I can be mekabel achrayis in the event that it's a gozel, I'll pay you back because it's a mekach toyet. Or in the event that my bal chayv collects the karka from you, I'll take on achrayis. That's achrayis, that's shimin achrayis, shimin achosim. That's not a problem. That's good. That's fine. So to me, it's mamshak achayfis, which is sold. I'm selling you this debt, and therefore I could take achrayis, which is my fault, but I can't take achrayis if for some reason you can't collect with it, you're coming to me. That I can't do. Sorry, what? How much am I allowed to be makabel? In the case we have makabel achrayis above machmas amaycha, belachay is only 75. Belachay, because that's all you lost. Belachay. Now, the Maccabi thing, even a bigger Kiddush. Not only that, could I be Makabel that type of a Kiddush, but even, Vim Yesh Biyad Amoicha Mashkin Shal Aloiva. I already have a Mashkin from the Aloiva, so it's a secure debt. the chances are that you're not going to collect money is nil, because if he doesn't have payment, you're going to just take the seize this mashkin as collateral. You're going to take this as payment. So you're guaranteed $100 in 12 months' time, and you're only giving me $75 now. It's also mutal makul alakeh. Because the heter here is not because there's a risk factor. The heter is because it's a regular mechir. I'm selling you the debt. If you have a mashkin, gavaldik. If you have the chen muta, not only that, muta shift the chen or aloiva ba'aviz of the mashkin. The aloiva now, knowing that you're the new lokeach of the debt, we could structure a deal, get him involved and say that I'm willing to sell the chayv, pass it along. If you, the aloiva, are willing to be meshabed yourself and give him a mashkin or meshabed arvis or whatever it is, so you'll guarantee, you'll secure the debt, you'll have a guarantee that the buyer will get his $100, it's fine. That's not a problem, because I'm out of here. I sold this chayfet called a chayv. I'm out of here. You bought something. Today, tak, it's only worth $75, right? Because it takes a year's time to accrue to be worth $100. And if you're going to collect $100 later on, it's a roi ashbach of the lokeach. It's his chayfet which improved. That's not my, I'm out of the deal. But if I am a kabbal achrayis on the gviyas achrayis, then that shows that the indication that this whole deal was a joke, it's a facade, it's nothing, and therefore it's bribed the alva, and that's going
to
be awesome.
Why is the case of the mashkin? If the mashkin is actually worth $100, why isn't that considered a
shtar? Why is it considered a shtar?
Shock that it has a worth of $100.
Because you're now allowed to collect from that mashkin right now. You're only allowed to collect from that mashkin in a year's time. Right now, it's only worth $75.
But you could get the
mic. And grada, I'll even go with Tavaydi. Even if grada the chayv is worth 80, what's the problem? I'm not having this merge between me and you, the lokeach and the meicha. You're paying me now, and I'm transferring the chayv right now. If I'm giving you a bargain, a great deal, gavaldik, do again. No.
There was a chayv. Is the loiv also over?
Parish, it's not. The loiv. No, it's parish to the rivers. I don't think so. First, it's Bakarka, but I don't think so. No, it's between the seller and the buyer.
The
seller passes along the mashkin to the buyer. See, so why not? If you do a proper,
the way they said, I gave you the mashkin. I don't want you to give the mashkin.
Okay, you want to know Shemesh Okay, that's the Simenayim Beis. Well, the mashkin, that's not a problem here. No, we're trying to say that the heter is not because it's not secure, the debt. The debt is secured. You know for sure you're guaranteed to get $100 at the end of the year. Nevertheless, it's mutah.
It's a big chiddush.
You would think that the ratio, the makab, is only mutter because maybe the guy's going to default and you're going to lose everything. So there's a risk factor. So $75, which you might lose everything, you might gain $25, that balances it out. Kamashallah, no, even if you secured, this is going to get $100, it's still fine because I sold the chayv. I'm out of here. You're the new owner of this chayv. Now it's not a problem. Oh, 1 second. You makab. The other, the kibbul alav amaycha chayv. Now what happens is the maycha was not aware of this problem. And it was Makabal Akhayat that in the event that the borrower defaults, I will kick in. Tanoi Kayim, the Tanoi is Kayim. That was the deal we had. Just happened to be ribbit. So what do you have to do? So therefore, Vimeni Yochel Lakabal Khoivoi, if you Taka defaults and you can't collect the Khoiv, Maxal Amoi, so I have to Taka pay you back. Because that was the deal, that was what I was Makabal. Trust me, Yesh Bay Revach. But if the be revak, that yellow mic, because that has to go to the seller. Because what are we saying? When you makabel a chayit to the ribbit, so as if the deal never went through. So it's as if the chayit still belongs to the meicha. The chayit belongs to the meicha. What happens if the loiv defaults? It's the meicha's headache. And what happens if the loiv ends up paying the ribbit? So it's the meicha's gain. It means the buyer is out of here. If he messed up on the agreement, then it's as if it's still the meicha's. And revak means if titaka goes through and collects the chayit.
Later.
Right, he collects $100 later on, it's going to belong to the maker. No, not with default. He didn't never default it. I sold you a coin, someone else's coin for $100, I sold it to you at a discount for $75. As a Makabla Kais, in the event he defaults, I'm going to kick in. But Baruch Shem, he never defaulted and he paid like a total of $100. I'm entitled to the $100. I'm entitled to that gain. But the maker's not, because it's as if I never sold it to you. Having such a Kabbalah Achayis as if there's no sale, if I would even give you the $100, it would be a ribbit payment. I'm now be over ribbit. So I'm now I'll even transfer you that extra payment. It's still mine. I keep the $100. The kiss is as if you're out of here.
The one giving you said,
Levi can do whatever you want. You can give it to you too. But Lamaite says, if it came Machmasi,
But now the Kohen is taking it, if he's taking Machmasi, then he's taking ribbis from me, not from the Levi. The Levi is talking out of Ram. The Levi is a mailman. He's
supposed there's no transfer of money over.
It is. That money was really mine, and you're delivering it, you're my mailman who's delivering it to Yana. So the mailman is not the problem. The problem is the me and the
The matter is Kayim.
No, in this case, the Tanai is Kayim. In this case, it's as if...
The matter is Kayim.
But since I made this tonight, as if there is no Mechira, so it's back into
money. The Mech is Kayim. The Lev is giving money to
the Mech is Kayim.
That's nothing. That's nothing.
Okay. But the Mech is Kayim only on this Tanai. And since this Tanai is a ribbit problem, as if there's no Mech. So therefore, if I'm going to allow you to take this $100 from the loiva, then that is ribbit. That's a thing I'm paying you. It's a ribbit. You're my mailman, if that's all it is. But I'm giving you the ribbit.
Maybe the Kiddush Mashkin is that the wife is still tircha. They may not be risk with this tircha.
So, therefore?
That's why.
No, that's not the heter. The heter is not because of the tircha, Shabbai. The heter is... That is dumb. I'm out of here. Because I'm selling it, I'm out of here. So the Kiddush is it, even though there's a Mashkin. And it's secure that... Still, it's more because I'm out of it. CD and?
Cash.
Right.
You can't access that.
And therefore?
No tircha to get it.
It's still going to be a motor. It's still a motor because once I'm out of here, I'm a salak, the moika is out of here, it's fine. It provided, again, I did the proper kinin, my mishloshin, the ksiva masira. If I mess up on the kinin, you're going to have a problem.
Why is this not the lack of the masira? I sold this loan for $75. And the only way you bought it is, okay, I'll give him a couple of cards. If he doesn't pay you, I'll pay you. So comes the time and he pays you, and then why do I get the $25 back?
Because we're saying like this. We're
I
saying...
Really.
So then you now let her take the $25. That's ribbit. So you shouldn't be taking it. I'm entitled to that $25. You shouldn't be taking ribbit.
But I bought the other person. I bought this material for $100.
I know, but that is ribbit. So the loiva has to send $100 our way. Now between you and me, between the American and the lokeach, I have to keep the $100. Because if you're going to take the $100, that is a form of ribbit I'm giving you. That is a shaila. That's a shaila. I'm dancing around that. I'm trying to avoid that. That's a shaila. Someone is saying that this mamish breaks the mekach, and it's as if nothing was done. Because such a tnai built in to take a chai is as if there was no mechira at all. And if that's the case, then bechlal, you're not entitled to it. But I was trying to avoid it. I'm trying to say, no, even if you tell me the mecha went through, but since the terms of the mecha was be'achrayis, and that achrayis touches up as if ki'ilu the mecha didn't go through, and that's why we look at it as alvo, and it's a ribbit thing, even though it may be only avak ribbit, you have to know. But still, it's a ribbit payment. Therefore, you're not supposed to be taking it. Now, if you want to know if you ended up taking it, will you be zeichin the money? On that side, you'd be zeichin the money, but you'd be over on avera, called ribbit.
Right away.
On that side, that it didn't break the deal completely, right?
But the question is, can I want the money back right away?
Break a deal and
correct. The reason why I might break a deal because it touches up. It's a number here. It's a joke. I give you something, I'm taking it right back if something goes wrong. So that's a joke. That's like a
The difference is, can I mend the money right back? Did it work? Then I can't
mend
the money.
Right. Some are claiming clear that if the whole thing is a joke, maybe the seller could just say, give me back because it's no mechira. That's these two tzadim. But let's say even the pashas, let's say the mechira went through, but it's a ribbit payment. You're not allowed to accept that because it'll be ribbit. Now, what's the chilek between these two achrayas? And why am I allowed to be mekabel achrayas? It was gozel, it was a nimta perua, or shatofa b'chayis. And why the other form of a Christ I can't accept? Pashut pshat, without any chidushim here. Pashut is that something which is my problem. It's not a steer to the mekach. It's a good mekach. Just like every mekach, just like by kakas of Kadash, where we find these kabbalas achayis, so it's fine. But she'en kain, if I'm mekabel achayis, in the etzem mekach alein, what is the mekach? The mekach is that you should be able to be goyiv the achayis. That's all that the shtar is for. And if I tell you, for some reason, in the event you can, therefore I'll kick in, so then it means in the event that the shtar didn't suit its purpose, therefore you're going to come back and give me back the shtar, because I'm going to kick in and be goyiv. So it means the whole deal was undone. So that's a steer to the whole deal. And that's why it's going to be as if it's alva.
You didn't separate yourself from the kin.
But on the other side, I also didn't separate myself. It was makabel on the side that my Baruch Hu is gone. Because I didn't separate myself fully. Right? Okay. So
it's not real. It's fake.
Right. Good. So now we have to address the shock. Look in the shocks of Cotton Yod. He brings down from a Chuvah's Rajbah, that not only is a Kabbalah Sachrayis, of Tarfa Bachay Mukdim on Nimsa Peru is permissible, the bottom line. But who had been in Kibbutz Lava Mecha Achrayit, Shem Lo Yucha Ligbois, Machmas Gzeis HaMelech, is also motto. And let's say the Melech called amnesty that anyone, all Chayvis are wiped out. Fortunately, it used to be like that, or Yiddish or Chayvis. Anyone who owns the Yid money has a clean slate. You know, like a old-time bankruptcy law, you know, for going, anti-Semitic law. Anyone who owes you the money is part of, they don't owe the money anymore. So, the shaila is, could I, the seller, be metabo that for Mokai? That for Mokai is not machmas to Mokai. It's not my problem. I didn't do anything wrong. The melech doing something wrong, right? It's a Saman Oinis which came about. I'm being makabel achayis of tarfa b'achayis. I'm being makabel achayis of perua. I'm not being makabel achayis of ye'oni if he defaults. Now you have something in the middle. This is not a achayis of the moichot, but yet it's not the achayis of the etzim choyv alein. The whole mechir is a choyv to be goyva. If you can't be goyva, so obviously that's a steer. What would be this middle gather? And on that, Dr. Ashbar Chiddush, that even that's permissible. A seller is allowed to be makabel all extraneous problems as well. And a chayis that if the melech wipes out these chayvis, I'll kick in and I'll come back to you and I'll give you back your money. That's also permissible. That's also, why? So the Rashba, the Mishak doesn't bring it down, but if you look in the Kivega on the top line of Amid Beis, the Kivega says, from the Rashba, v'karav adava, that b'chei gavno, afilu achayis yiribishari. I mean, even allowed to even makabel achayis of the whole $100.
It's insurance, it's not a tzaribish.
Right. And that's how he learns it. Now, what's chilek? This ribis means the ribis, they refer to the balloon payment, the difference between $75 and $100, they refer to that as ribis. So not only could I give you back the $75 that you, the purchase price, so then we're just, it's like I'm nullifying the mechira, but I'm even allowed to be makabel that in the event the melech wipes out the debt, I'm going to pay you the full $100. So sort of, you're secure that in that event, you're going to get your $100, either from the labor or from me. I'm still allowed. Now, so what's the chilek? Why is that a chayis mutter? And the chayis over here, that in the case that he defaults on payment, is also. Hakoyim tomo back and forth. Lachoyim is down to this. Lachoyim the chilek is that one is the direct, the mekach alein. What is the purpose of a shtar? The purpose of a shtar is to be goyva. If you're being makabel, that in the event you can't be goyva, you're coming back to me, and then you didn't buy anything from me. But if you're being makabel, that in the event he defaults on payment, you're going to have to eat it. And that you can't come back to me. I mean, the mechira is a full-fledged mechira. And now I'm in makabel, other achayis, that's not a problem. Even if the other achayis is even not my fault. And it's a chiddush, because the makabel only says machmas amaycha. But the shakning maiseth, even if the achayis is not machmas amaycha, it's still permissible, provided that the ikar achayis, that is, the gevias achayis, in the case that he defaults, is your headache. Provided, then that shows that the mechira is a real mechira. Everything else is just added on achayis. The loss of business insurance. Okay. I mean, so why isn't the other thing or the loss of business insurance? Bad debt. So, now, the going grad is mashma, something like you were mentioning before. The going is mashma that vivait, the buyer, still has the achrayis of when he defaults, then it's considered a risk, karv lazer, because in the case he defaults, he's going to have to eat it. In the case the melech wipes out the dead, so then seller eat it. So then that's not, again, since it's only, we have different forms of ribbit or abundant, the Gemara says that if it's karv lazer, it's fine. You have to know if it's a secured chayv, because it's a mashkin involved, okay, it is karv lazer. The chances he's going to capitalize on $100 is more than the chance that he's going to lose. But pasha is the reason why it's motor, like what I was telling you, is because one is an indication that the deal was a deal, and one, the deal is a deal, just something macabre. I'm very good to you, I'm macabre. This is a Christ, that is a Christ, but that doesn't undermine the etzem mechira.
Why can't he say the Christ in the way also?
No, because that, and the case, that is part and parcel of the deal. If I'm macabre a Christ, and in case he defaults, then exactly what did you buy? You bought nothing. What did you buy? The gvir, on the case he defaults, I'm going to kick in. So where do we see you as a buyer? But on the Kadi doesn't, it's never going to...
And if this item breaks, in other words, the lawyer doesn't want to pay him back, I'm going to take a price from that.
So then what did you buy then? On that, in the event that he defaults?
I don't know if he made a profit. He did a
no, so what did he buy? I want to know, where did the lawyer... But he didn't buy it. You see, he's going to throw back at the mouth, at the mud.
And the brake, you came back, didn't buy anything?
No. There, if let's say it doesn't break, then you buy something, and you can have the stamshes, and you're not going to have the stamshes and go back, right? Now, I know here...
No,
there's nothing wrong with the shtar. There's wrong with the... Let's say you buy something. Let's say you buy something and you decided later on that you have no use from it, but nothing's broken on it. You can go back to the seller? No. And if you would make up a deal like this, like these Walmarts, these, you know, customer 30-day policies, we discussed last year that this hack is a ribbit issue about it, because that will tight you up that the mechir wasn't the mechir, it's only halva. Viva, you're going to tight you up that this, in the event you would like to return the kefis, you have the right to return the kefis, so that undermines the etz mechira. But if the mechira is standing just to have zaitzgah chayis, so the mechir is a mechira, so that's fine, so that's not a problem.
So in other words, when the leg cat buys it, he's buying the risk factor.
He's buying a degree of risk factor, even if there's not a real risk factor because it's a secure debt, because it's a mashkin, but at least we know what he's buying. He's buying a choy. We see an item that was a done deal. You bought that item. If for some reason that item blows up, don't come back to me. If there's Zaitikazach, that means if the Melech erases it, but if for some reason you can't collect with that item, that is what you bought. You can't come back to me. A Zaitika blowing up, so to speak, when the Melech wipes it out, that you could come back to me. All right, that we ran out of time. There's a lot more here. How to do with checks, with my name, I'm next week to discuss about passing checks. Eitz is based on this Mechaber. There might be an Eitz how to actually lend money to Ribbis by doing these type of Mechir Sharas. We'll believe to discuss it next week. Call to
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.